Monitor. Up ahead, Joe Garagiola's interview with Roger Maris. Also, a special news feature from Hong Kong, in which a British correspondent who's been in Beijing over 2 years will give his views of Mao Zedong and the Cultural Revolution in China. Some music first. This is new by Roger Williams. Monitor Sports with Joe Garagiola, brought to you by Orlon 33 Acrylic, the DuPont carpet fiber that never gets tired, and Mohawk Carpets.
What is it like to be a record breaker, especially when you do it in New York? I'll be back to discuss that with a man whose viewpoint is a little different. But first, some carpet talk. I want to tell you about this new carpet we got. It's called Mohawk Mode, made with pile of lively Orlon 33 Acrylic by DuPont. You know, we went out and looked at all kinds of carpets, from bargain price to really expensive. And we agreed that Mode was the best buy. Orlon 33 makes it super springy, and it stays that way no matter how long you and the kids tromp around on it.
Springier, bouncier, it's a carpet fiber that's livelier. Springier, livelier, made by DuPont, it's Orlon 33.
Oh, yes. One thing more about Mohawk Mode made with pile of Orlon 33 acrylic. You can cover a whole room for about $200, complete. Since we put Mode in our house, it's hard to keep our shoes on.
Springier, livelier, made by DuPont, it's Orlon 33.
Probably the most controversial baseball player of the 1960s would have to be Roger Maris. In 1961, he hit 61 home runs, and you couldn't pick up a sports page without seeing his picture or reading a quote from him. This past winter, Roger was traded by the New York Yankees to the St. Louis Cardinals, and recently I had a chance to visit with him.
Roger, I guess you're getting traded from the Yankees to the Cardinals, so you've gotten more publicity than any ball player in recent years. What's it done to you?
Well, not really too much, Joe. It's been very nice over here in St. Louis. I've enjoyed this spring very much. Actually, I think it's probably the first one I've enjoyed since 1961.
What's made it so different that you've enjoyed it?
Well, I think one of the things is just being with everybody new, new ball club, possibly a new league, a new town to train in. You don't have all the chipmunks on your back, and, I think it's a conglomeration of many things.
We'll have to define chipmunks. Chipmunks are newspaper men who do in-depth interviews, such as if you get a bad knee, they think you ate artichokes as a kid or something.
Right, something on that order.
Is that what was, as we say, bugging you a little bit?
Well, it was a little. I was unhappy about the whole thing over there. I didn't like the way a lot of things were going, and it's a funny thing. Since I've been over here, people even look at you as if you're a different person now. It seems like you're more human than I was when I was over there.
Roger, this has to go back to 1961 when you hit 61 home runs. It was a year that had a lot of pressure. Tell us about some of the things you had to go through while you were hitting the 61 home runs.
Well, actually, Joe, about the only relief I got that year, I'd say, was playing the ball games. Everything before and after was just brainwashing, you might say, for me, because, I had to do a lot of interviewing before the ball game and throughout the day and after the ball games, and that stuff sort of got to me pretty good.
Stan Musial must have done some selling job on you.
No, actually, it didn't, Joe. I had in my mind to quit, and after the trade came about, I was still quite certain I was going to do it.
Roger Maris, now of the St. Louis Cardinals. This is Joe Garagiola for Monitor Sports, and now this from Figaro.
When the green in your grass is gone, and you got to make it shape up, make it wake up with the bold green Figaro, Figaro.
Every Figaro product is tailor-made for the area where it's sold. That's the secret behind the bold green vigor of Figaro. Figaro for goof-proof lawn foods. You sure ought to try them.
Joe Garagiola is one of our regulars, and he'll be back this evening on the Monitor Beacon.
Are you in a jam about what to spread on toast at breakfast or other meals? Would you like to know about a product that's delicious, gives instant energy, and spreads with a knife as easily as butter? Okay, then. Would you believe churned honey? We're not sorry about that, Chief, or honey. We're happy to tell you about Lakeshore Churned Honey. Lakeshore Churned Honey is actually pure natural honey in a spread form, solidified under controlled conditions with nothing added or removed. Spread it with peanut butter for school lunches, or give the kids protein and energy instantly. Try it anyway, but try Lakeshore Churned Honey, a honey of a buy, at your favorite store. The next time you visit a public park or forest, take a good look. It's your property. And if you let a forest fire get started, you're destroying land that you've paid for with your taxes. So keep your forests green by keeping a check on fire. Always hold matches until they're cold. Drown your campfires completely and crush all smokes dead out. When you're in the woods, it's up to you to protect some of the most valuable property you have. So remember, only you can prevent forest fires.
WNBC New York, the big voice of Big Town USA, is the sound of entertainment.
Music on Monitor from Cabaret, this year's Tony Award winner. The song is Willkommen by Joel Grey, who won a Tony for his performance in the show.
Willkommen, bienvenue, welcome, fremde, étranger. Happy to see you. Bleib restet stay. Willkommen, bienvenue. Welcome. In cabaret, your cabaret to cabaret. Willkommen, bienvenue. Stay, I'm singing, feel calm and bienvenue. Well,
Early this week, Virgil Berger, a correspondent of the British news agency Reuters, left Peking after 2.5 years in China, where he covered the Cultural Revolution from its inception and met Mao Zedong on several occasions. In his first interview since leaving China, Mr. Berger talked with NBC News correspondent Wells Hangen in Hong Kong. It was a windy day, which accounts for the noise you'll hear, and the first question asked Mr. Berger concerned the health of Mao Zedong.
I think my impression of his health comes more from television than from the few times I've seen him, because there he is, he does appear in close-up. And he seems to have the health of any old man in his 70s. He doesn't show any signs of illness, except that there is always a doctor or a nurse hovering not too far away in the background, which makes one think that he may need attention from time to time. But he doesn't show it. When he's seen on television, even live, which he occasionally appears live, there are no signs of any specific disease.
Does he move freely, walk about freely without assistance?
Slowly, but freely. But there, for stairs, there's again somebody hovering at his elbow, usually this nurse. Although sometimes he will go up and down on his own.
Well, Mao hasn't appeared in public since the end of November. Do you consider this significant?
He has had officially reported appearances since then. He's received various pro-Chinese communist delegations. He's also received a group from the Congo, Brazzaville. It was, I think, specifically said in one case that these meetings were in Peking. He has been in the habit of disappearing for long periods, and his movements are almost never recorded in advance. I can only remember one occasion, National Day, last October the 1st, when they announced the day before that he would be there. He would be on the grandstand.
How has the Cultural Revolution evolved?
Secondly, I think some people below Mao have been using, some of the leaders below him have been using the old man's wish to prolong the revolution, to achieve ends of their own, and to move up in the party. And there's been a personal power struggle as well. And there also has been a genuine cultural revolution, but this is only a small part of it. I mean, they really have cut out what small Western influences, or particularly Soviet influences, there have been in the arts and in living generally.
Is the victory of the Maoists a foregone conclusion?
It seemed to have been a foregone conclusion since last autumn, since late autumn. There are probably one or two provinces where it has not yet been achieved, because those are the provinces one hears absolutely nothing about. There's complete silence, even on posters, about some areas, mostly in the southwest. But to my mind, there's been a vast amount of exaggeration of the opposition to make the revolution seem more credible to the people, both inside and outside China. Not only the posters have exaggerated, but also the official press have exaggerated. And the People's Daily, or the New China News Agency, have started talking about an adverse current which has to be struggled against. And I think they've magnified this just so as to make the struggle more meaningful.
That was Virgil Berger, who just this week left Red China, where he headed the British news agency Reuters for 2.5 years. That interview with NBC News correspondent Wells Hangen in Hong Kong was his first since leaving China. While in Peking, Mr. Berger was the first Western newsman to broadcast from Red China in 15 years, and that broadcast, incidentally, was made for NBC News on the NBC radio network. It's 24 minutes past the hour on monitor. Here's Connie Francis with this year's Academy Award-winning song.
And if you live free,
Mrs. Burke?
Yeah?
You will keep that dog in, won't you?
Depends. What are you selling?
Well, I'm doing a survey, Mrs. Burke, about your husband's Cub Cadet tractor.
It's my cadet. Look, I'm busy. Shut up, update!
You know, we say the cadet is no toy, but a tractor. Built for keeps. Built like the big IH tractors, you know?
Yeah, it's not bad. At least it don't fall apart. Look, I got no time.
But don't you find you have more time now? More time for yourself with cadets zipping through your yard and garden work. What do you do? You know, what's your hobby?
I raise dogs. Big ones to chase nosy survey men. Go get him, puppy!
Here's a bonus for you. Buy a new Cub Cadet lawn and garden tractor, 7, 10, or 12 horsepower, anytime before July 1st from a participating dealer. You'll get an International Rotary mower free. To find your cadet dealer, phone Western Union and ask for Operator 25. In the Still of the Night by King Richard's Flugel Knights. Tonight, join Brad Crandall on monitor and you'll hear Dr. Joyce Brothers on the subject, Why the Housewife Does More Physical Labor on the Average Than Her Husband. You'll hear singer Lainey Kazan on why she thinks audiences are more intelligent than they're given credit for. Also like to remind you that the guest on NBC Radio's Meet the Press this evening will be Secretary of State Dean Rusk. Monitor continues momentarily in Alpena, Michigan. We're heard on WATZ.
This is Monitor with the bright new sounds of 67 on the NBC Radio Network.
Auditor at the good old springtime. When nothing is more inevitable than taxes, nothing takes a young man's fancy like L-O-V-E. Well, sir, if taxes have taken all your money, tell you where you can get a quick, cheap wedding. In Love Lady, Texas, where drive-in weddings are now available. All you do is drive up to the office of the Justice of the Peace. He comes out and sits in the car to perform the ceremony. If you want a divorce, you just throw the whole thing into reverse. Here's Buddy Greco.
There she goes. She's walking away. Each step that she takes brings heartaches my way. He's won her heart. I lost her some way. She goes, she's walking away. Oh, if I had cheated, and if I had lied, I'd be the one who's walking by the side. I love her still, and I guess that it shows. She's walking away. There she goes. La 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 la. 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 Oh, if I hadn't cheated, if I hadn't lied, I'd be the one who's walking by the side.
that it shows. She's walking away. Oh, there she goes. Oh, there she goes. There she goes.
Monitor Goes Fishing with Lindsay Nelson. Brought to you by DuPont Stren, fluorescent monofilament fishing line. You see it. Fish miss it.
Some fish carry labels in five languages. Have you ever caught one? My guest will tell us more about it after this advice from Gene Shepherd.
You know, I have a vague suspicion that one day they're going to pass laws against Stren. This is that fantastic new fluorescent line by DuPont. I mean, it's just absolutely murder on fish. And why? Well, let's pretend here for a couple of seconds that you're how about a bluegill, okay? All right, you're a bluegill. You're lying down there in the weed bed. You're getting a little hungry. You look up, and you see what looks like a cricket moving across the surface of the water there. You move upwards. Pow! And 15 minutes later, it's nothing but breadcrumbs and butter. Well, the reason that you made that fatal mistake was because attached to that cricket was Stren by DuPont, the fluorescent line. And the fisherman who was using it was again showing that he was a fine fisherman by picking Stren, S-T-R-E-N, the greatest there is. It's a fine line.
My guest today is Dr. Lionel Walford, director of the Atlantic Coast Marine Game Fish Program, and accordingly, one of the nation's top authorities on the habits of the fish that sportsmen fish for. Well, first of all, let's get right into the subject and ask you, do all sea fish migrate?
No, there are all degrees of variation in patterns of migration, from kinds of fish that stay pretty much at home the year round to others that swim hundreds of miles across oceans.
Mm-hmm. How does one go about studying migrations? How do you find those things out, Dr. Wolf?
Well, the most direct way, of course, is to mark the fish. Mm-hmm. And what we do is capture a large number of them. We, for example, in studying bluefish, we catch them with nets, and then we thread a ribbon or a very narrow tube of plastic material through the back of the fish and tie it.
Mm-hmm.
We call this a spaghetti tag.
I see.
There's some kinds of fish that are a little more difficult to tag, and in those we apply what we call a dart tag. We do this to sharks, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
We plunge a dart into the back, and then there's a little capsule at the end of the dart, and the person removes the capsule when he finds the fish, and inside is a label, which is written in several languages, French, German, English, Spanish, and Japanese.
Mm-hmm. Now, the capsule, mm-hmm. what does it do? Instruct the finder to notify you or
yes,
get in touch?
It does. It tells the finder just where to send the label and asks him for certain information such as the length of the fish, the exact position where he found the fish, and then when we receive the little ticket, mm-hmm. we send him a reward.
Well, Dr. Walford, how do migratory fish find their way? Well,
this is one of the mysteries that isn't completely solved. We are quite certain, however, that fish follow a variety of clues. One of these clues certainly is temperature of the water. Because fish are very conditioned by temperature, they will avoid water that's too warm or too cold, and thus they can follow along paths in the sea in which the temperature doesn't vary very much. But that isn't the only clue we know, because very often fish will leave an area before the temperature has changed appreciably, and we have very good reason to believe that they navigate by the sun, that is to say surface swimmers do. But there are other clues. There's the pattern of waves. There's the pattern of ripples on the bottom, which bottom swimming fish can follow. There are currents. Some fish will drift in the currents, such as the Gulf Stream. There is certainly something that induces them to migrate and directs them, which I can only describe as memory. They remember where they have been spawned, and they tend to go back to their spawning grounds to reproduce themselves. The Pacific salmon, for example, which can migrate clear across the Pacific, or almost clear across, almost to the Asian side, returns after a few years, and the individuals find the very stream and even the same tributary of the stream in which they had been spawned themselves. This has been amply proved by many, many tagging experiments.
Mm-hmm. Our guest today has been Dr. Lionel Walford, director of the Atlantic Coast Marine Game Fish Program. This is Lindsay Nelson for Monitor. Now a word about DuPont Stren.
Ever wonder if your fishing line scares fish away? Use Stren fluorescent monofilament. Stop wondering. It's almost invisible to fish. That's because Stren glows soft blue. To the fish below, it blends in with the color of the sky. But to you, it stands out clearly against any background. Stren by DuPont is strong and abrasion resistant. It's limp, yet has low stretch. It has outstanding knot strength and impact resistance. Buy Stren fluorescent fishing line wherever fine sporting goods are sold. Monitor Goes Fishing with Lindsay Nelson will be heard again next weekend. Brought to you by DuPont Stren. You're on the Monitor Beacon. In England, a clerk is called a clerk. This is no clerk. It's a clerk called Petula. Close-ups of people and events in other countries. This report from George Page, NBC News, Saigon.
American and government of Vietnam control of South Vietnam's two northernmost provinces has slipped badly in the past few weeks. The Viet Cong have launched an all-out effort to undermine Allied control of the vital area below the demilitarized zone, an area which includes the large cities of Hue and Quang Tri. Intelligence reports indicate the Communists have substantially increased their troop strength in the area. The Viet Cong's new effort and its new strength has confronted the United States with a serious situation which may dictate the dispatch of more American troops to the two northern provinces. Observers in the area say U.S. Marines there are spread too thin to cope with the current threat. Until recently, Hue, the old imperial capital of South Vietnam, and Quang Tri, a city of 25,000, were considered secure and under firm government control. But last week, the Viet Cong staged a series of daring raids in Quang Tri province, including an attack in the heart of Quang Tri city. This week, they bombarded the city with mortar. In Hue, the Viet Cong have assassinated four Vietnamese who worked with their government, and they have brazenly distributed leaflets threatening the lives of Americans. In addition, the Viet Cong have declared Highway 1 between Da Nang and Hue closed to Allied traffic. And except for a few heavily guarded stretches, it is closed. With additional troops, the U.S. can be expected to bring the situation under control. But the Viet Cong have dramatically demonstrated their strength in the northern provinces. All in all, it amounts to a setback for the U.S. effort in South Vietnam. George Page, NBC News, Saigon.
Ring around the world, another monitor close-up of people and events in other countries. This report brought to you by RCA Victor.
Hey, 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 it's the swinging season, and RCA Victor gives you good reason to get smart. You find the swinging stereos, radios, tape recorders, and TV.
The swinging season is here with the first portable color TV from RCA Victor. New radios, swing line portable stereos, and new tape recorders, too.
RCA.
Enjoy the swinging season. See your RCA Victor dealer.
Tony Bennett with that old devil moon.
I looked at you and suddenly something in your eyes I see soon begins bewitching me. It's that old devil moon that you stole from the sky. It's that old devil moon deep in your eyes. Your glance makes this romance too hot to handle. Stars in the night blazing their light can't hold the candle. To your razzle dazzle, you got me flying high and wide on a magic carpet ride full of butterflies inside. I wanna cry, wanna croon, wanna laugh like a loon. It's that old devil moon deep in your eyes. Just when I think I'm free as a dove, old devil moon deep in your eyes blinds me with love. Your glance make this romance too hot to handle. Stars in the night, blazing their light, can't hold the candle. Do you rise up, doctor? You got me flying high and wide on a magic carpet ride full of butterflies inside. I wanna cry, I wanna croon, I wanna laugh like a loon. It's that old devil moon deep in your eyes. Just when I think I'm free as a dove, old devil moon deep in your eyes blinds me with love.
I dropped in this afternoon. Well, aren't you bright? Doesn't this humdrum housework ever dull your personality?
Busy mothers, women who can't afford to be dull, sharpen their wits with No-Doze. No-Doze keep alert tablets or new chewable mints, safe as coffee, help you keep up with people and conditions around you. So to fight off afternoon letdown,
sharpen your wits with No-Doze. No-Doze keeps you alert.
The Bob Crew Generation in a tune called Miniskirts in Moscow. Well, it had to happen. Somebody's come out with a thigh watch to be worn with thigh-high miniskirts. And since it's only for girls, I wouldn't be surprised if they called it the Minnie Mouse Watch.
B2, the latest news now is on the air. Keep tuned for sports and views now from everywhere. From NBC.
Now the weather presented by Carrier Air Conditioning, the quiet one. The temperature 48 degrees, cloudy and cool tonight, the lowest between 40 and 45. Tomorrow mostly cloudy with the highest temperatures from 60 to 65. A chance of rain Monday night.
It's always fair weather with Carrier Central Home Air Conditioning. Take advantage of the low preseason prices offered right now.
Call right now, call your Carrier dealer, dial his phone, make it ring, get the best in king-size cooling comfort, Carrier Air Conditioning.
Discover why more people put their confidence in Carrier than any other make. Call Climate Systems Incorporated, BA56900, for a free home survey and estimate. That's Climate Systems Incorporated, the telephone number, BA56900, your experienced Carrier air conditioner dealer.
Measure for measure, Big Wilson gives you more. Mornings from 5 to 9 on the Big Voice of Big Town USA. WNBC, New York.
Stay tuned for Monitor News. The WNBC time is now 5 o'clock.